himself over and over and over to us here at Drift Run. He proved himself to me this morning in a mighty powerful way that I am just beside myself. This sermon topic the Lord has laid on my heart a while back, but the last 2 days in preparing for this, this morning it was like, Tony and Sarah need to sing that song. And I thought, well, you know, normally I'll give Tony a text or something, but I thought, man, I just prayed about it. I said, if it's your will, Lord, let them sing that song this morning. Hallelujah. They sang that song this morning. Is that a coincidence? Anybody think that's a coincidence here this morning? Anybody among us? I remember being the guy that would have thought, that was just a coincidence. God proves himself to us over and over and over again. And why it goes right along with the sermon topic is because last Sunday night I preached a sermon about, it's in Luke, don't turn there, it's not the text, but the Pharisees were seeking to destroy Jesus, okay? And it was in Luke chapter 19 and verse 48 said, and they could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to him. And last week was about paying attention. And yes, Debbie, I'm going to let it go right here, right now. When Billy played little baseball, you know, those that were here Sunday night, I'm going to do it again for a minute. There was this little girl played baseball, and they were, what, 4 or 5 playing coach pitch. And this little girl was in the outfield, little cutest little blonde-haired girl you ever seen. But you look out there every once in a while, she'd be... And her mother would bell her out, "Samantha, pay attention!" But it got me to thinking, Luke and I was fishing one night last week, and we caught a fish, got all excited. We were just down the bottom of the boat, you know. Our focus was right down here, and we raised up, and we didn't have a clue where we had just caught that fish. We had floated around. The wind blew us around. We were so disoriented because we lost our focus. We wasn't paying attention. Now, the Pharisees were seeking to destroy Jesus. But all the folks was paying attention to him. And this is going to be kind of a follow-up to them, to the sermon today, to the other night, was, are you a follower of Jesus? Okay? Ask yourself. And immediately, most of us say, well, yeah. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Are you a follower of Jesus? We're going to talk about a few things about that here this morning. I don't know what that is. You lose a string off your guitar? It looks like a piece of guitar. Yeah, there it is. It'll be late. Well, I done dropped it. It's up here somewhere. All right. Just a couple of quick examples of followers. You know, there's a sermon in everything. And there is. You know, I say that a lot, but if you're looking for God, if you're following God, if you're seeking God in everything, you'll see him in everything.
Amen.
Okay. We saw that in a fishing trip. Jeff and I is driving dump trucks this week for the city of Ripley, hauling up into high up above Nelsonville. And I'm following him, and I'm thinking about, you know, those trucks are just limited. And when we're real heavy, you go through some of those dips, and if you ain't paying attention and flat-footed, going down the other side, you're just crawling when you get up the other side. So I was talking about, Jeff and I was trying to match up our cruise controls, and you know, here's this pea brain guy, 57 mile an hour, try to set it, and you flip that switch and it'll say 57, and I got to thinking, was he going 57 and a half, 57 and a quarter? Hey man, there's 5,280 feet in a mile, in 1 mile an hour, that makes a big difference. Are you a follower of Jesus? Okay, and another one spoke to me this morning. Debbie says, will you take these jars and put them in the tin building and bring back some totes? Sure I will. I carry some up there and open the Lord and set some in, go back and get the second ones. And I just, for some reason, I walked through under the kid's swing set. Well, I had a wad of cobwebs catch me right about right there. And I was carrying that tote and couldn't do a thing about it. And I thought, boy, if I'd have been following somebody, they would have got that. Are you a follower of Jesus? Are you a follower of Jesus? Okay. Our text this morning, if you would, turn to Mark chapter 1, and we'll be reading verses 14 through 18. Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 18, and remember the question, are you a follower of Jesus? And if y'all would stand for the reading of His Word. Now after that John was put in prison, and that's referring to John the Baptist, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Verse 16. Now as we walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Verse 17. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. Let us pray. Lord, we bow here before you humbly this morning to thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your goodness. To thank you, Lord, of the heartfelt presence of the Holy Spirit, which Mike sang about, Lord. We thank you for that. We love you this morning. We ask again, Lord, you guide this service here today. Let every word be said that brings praises to your name. Let all of our hearts receive what you have for us this morning. I ask for you to guide, direct us. I pray, Lord, for those that couldn't be here this morning, Lord, stir their hearts as only you can, Lord. And I ask for you to be with our pastor. And these favors we ask in Christ's name. Amen. 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 Now I'm going to read that real fast again. Now, after that, John the Baptist put in prison. And Jesus, what was Jesus doing? He came to Galilee preaching the coming of the kingdom of God. And the time is fulfilled. It is here. Jesus was here. He fulfilled the prophecy of the coming Messiah. Jesus was there, and he's preaching that right here. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe in the gospel. Okay, there's enough for salvation right there. Repent, believe in the gospel. And that is with a sincere heart. That is not going through the motions. That is not being I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Jesus. Hey, you know, and I've been convicted some about, man, I love what God has done for me in my life. I'm enjoying life more than I ever had. And it's not because of this and that. It's because of Jesus' joy in my heart. Man. I mean, I love Him. I thank Him. I praise Him for what He's done. We got to preach the truth. Amen. I've been following some stuff on YouTube. People renouncing their Christianity right now. Big people. Big, you know, in world status. You know, famous singers. A big preacher, book writer, whatever. Renouncing that. We got to stick to the truth. The Word of God, as it is. The Word of God is not what I believe it to be because that's what I believe it to be. The Word of God is the Word of God because God spoke it. I've got to change me to fit that. The world's trying to change that to fit me. We can't be doing that. We got to be followers of Jesus. Jesus is not going to be a follower of us. Do I get some amens out of that? Everybody in this building has got to agree with that. We are the local body of Christ here at Drift Run. We are part of the body. We are not the body. We're part of the body. But it's important for this part of the body to make a firm stand that we are followers of Christ. No matter what, you've got to get out of that mercy seat or that seat of compromise that our pastor, man, he's been bringing some sermons that's really, really hitting home with me, and it should be hitting home with the local church here at Drift Run.
That's right, amen.
There is no time to be in the seat of compromise. And that's where a lot of it's going. Are you, ask yourself, you, a follower of Christ? You can't be both. You can't be in that seat of compromise. That seat of compromise is so compromised.
Amen.
That it's, well. Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Now you'll hear that verse in Matthew. And I've thought a lot about that verse for a long time. I mean, years long time. Because in Matthew it says, I will make you fishers of men. And in Mark it says, I will make you to become fishers of men. And they're both the same. But what I'm going to emphasize here is that it is a process. If they would have jumped up and followed Jesus for 5 minutes and stopped, they would never have became fishers of men. It is a growing process. It is. I've often remembered in my own life thinking, one of these days God's just going to go, and Jamie's going to do everything right. He ain't going to have no bad thoughts. He ain't going to want to go there when he needs to be here. He ain't going to, you know, and fill in the blanks in your own life. Because you've all went through it. We all have. It's like, hey, we might have, some of us even might have had a thought, should I need to go to church this morning? Oh, I don't know. If you're a follower of Christ, you'll do the right thing. I remember a sermon was preached here, whether Dave or me or whoever. It's all about the want to. Do you want to follow Christ? Ask yourself, do you want to follow Christ today? Do you want to? Do you want to? You got to get up. You got to step out. You got to go. You can't just stand there and say, I'm a follower of Christ and not move your feet. Okay, I looked up some of these words. The word become means to come to be, to grow to be. And we saw what Peter and Andrew grew to be, disciples. Those 12 nobodies that they sing about, that nobody would have chosen, they became fishers of men. It's evident in the Word of God. Every one of them, lives, except John, was taken from them because they were followers of Christ. John was even banished to the island of Patmos because he was a follower of Christ. Are you a follower of Christ? Ask yourself. Samantha, pay attention. It works. We've got to stay focused. We've got to pay attention. We've got to work at being a follower of Christ. I talked to Brenda Morgan. You know, Mike and Brenda Morgan lives up road here, their son Isaiah. Fine young man. I mean, he's one of those that if you had a daughter, that's who you'd hope to bring home, you know. I just talked to Brenda down at Ripley yesterday, and the young man is going to become a doctor. Now, he's pursuing that. Now, to be a doctor, it doesn't just happen overnight. It's like being a Christian, growing. You got to follow. She said he's got 10 years of school. 10 years. To us, that seems like a long, long time. But the point being, you got to stay steadfast.
Amen.
Are you a follower of Christ? And every time I say that, that's been going through me for a long time. I need to be better.
Amen.
And how can I be better? By following Christ.
Amen.
You know, it's like he said, God called you to do? To follow him.
Amen.
Now, it's like I go to Walmart and it's like I need something. Oh man, there's two of them. I'll stand there and look. Sometimes I'll just walk away because I can't make a choice. I need to be a follower of Christ.
Amen.
He'll point me right. Debbie will say, buy that one. Okay. But if she don't go with me, I usually just walk away. Choose to follow Christ. Ministering to young folks, maybe young people at work or young folks getting married and what have you, try to guide them to focus. If that's the husband over there, which he is, if he's focusing right here, he'll do right by his wife. If he's following Jesus, he'll do right by his children. If he's following Jesus, he'll do right in every way. Now, if the wife's over here, which his wife is not here, but if she was here, I would point at her and say, if she's focusing right here and following Jesus, she'll do right by her husband. That speaks to us right here.
Amen.
Are you this very instant? Are you a follower of Christ? Ask yourself that. How do we become fishers of men? By following Christ. Another word, verse 18 says, and straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. Now I was thinking about what they forsake right there. Their nets were their livelihood. Their nets was what they took care of their families with. They give up their life to follow him. Are you a follower of Christ? The word straightway means at once, soon, forthwith, immediately, shortly. Are you a follower of Christ? We might have to back up and say, well, did I do that when I got saved? But you know you can make that commitment here this morning. Say, I am a follower of Christ. The question right now is, are you? Who else can answer that for you? We can't follow Dave to follow Christ. As much as I respect Dave and trust Dave and love Dave and care about Dave, respect Dave, he can point me to follow Christ. And that's what this is this morning. Are you a follower of Christ? Are you? Ask yourself. Forsook their nets. Forsook means to lay aside, to leave, to omit. And you know, that's where we got to repent and turn from our sin action. I ask the Lord for forgiveness of my sin actions, and I ask him to forgive me for my sin nature. Because we are born of sin, and then that creates sin actions, and we all have them. Anybody not a sinner here? Anybody? Anybody? Nobody? Good. Are you a follower of Christ this day?
Amen.
Who did not sin? Who else do you want to follow? You want to follow another sinner? You want to follow the perfect footsteps? Okay. Okay. Now, talking about the disciples, A lot of folks say, it would have been easy to follow Jesus. He was right there. They were in his presence. They could just walk around behind him. And we saw a lot of what happened. And what God laid on my heart last night was, he comes to my presence.
Amen. That's right. Praise the Lord.
Think about that. So, were they better off than me? I don't think so. I don't think so. That'll be an excuse from Satan himself to say, oh, I could have followed him back then. I remember thinking that. I could have followed. Well, I wouldn't have followed him. I'd have run like a chicken. And probably y'all would have too. Look what Peter did. Man, Peter is the rock of the church. And he denied him. Could you imagine denying Jesus? Think about it. I could never do that. I could never do that. We've all done that. Are you a follower of Christ? I just wanted to talk just a few minutes when I said, well, how's he come to my presence? Let's read, let's go to Acts chapter 1. And I'll be reading a little bit in chapter 1, a little bit in chapter 2. And that'll clear up this statement that I just made, that he came to my presence. Acts chapter 1, I'm going to read verses 4 to 8. Says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, ye have heard me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Verse 7, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. The Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Ask yourself right now, are you a follower of Jesus? But ye shall have power. Christians, he's talking to you.
That's right. Amen.
Christians, born again, bought by the blood. Something member of the family. What was that you singing? Blood-bought member of the family. That's you. Are you a follower of Jesus? But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost that Mike sang about this morning. Ye shall be a witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. If you're a follower of Jesus, you're sharing the gospel of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you a follower of Jesus? That's Jesus telling us what's going to happen. Chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, it does happen, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all their houses where they were sitting. That was the coming of the Holy Spirit. It came to your presence. Jesus came to you. According to the Bible, we are to be growing as Christians in a continual way. We are. There's never a time to sit down and stop. There's you're moving forward. And thinking about fishing, we have new Christians. We have Christians that have been for many years. Last night, Livy, we're fishing, and Livy decides she wants to learn to cast. And I got a spinning reel. and a bait caster. I didn't let her touch a bait caster. But she picked it up a bit. Looked a little awkward doing it, but she stayed at it. And she'd cast, and it might go that way, but she kept casting. And how's she going to learn to cast, to keep casting? We all had to learn, anybody that was a fisherman, we all had to learn. I bet we all flung it that way a time or two. I bet we all flung it up in the tree a time or two. Still do that occasionally. But that's what I mean. Are you a follower of Christ? If she wants to keep fishing, she wants to learn how to fish, she's got to keep going. Are you a follower of Christ this morning? You need to be growing. We're supposed to be growing. Amen. The Bible says we got to be growing. Are you growing? Are you a follower of Christ? I'm about done. I'm seeing some head bumps. I'm going to have to cut loose with a, Samantha, pay attention to get here. That's it. But I'll be done here real quick. So, I was just going to hit on this real quick, and this might be ouch for some of us, but whatever it is, it's the Word of God speaking to us. If you're a follower of Christ and somebody is still having to bait your hook, you're not moving. You're not growing. If you're afraid to take the fish off the hook, you're not moving. You're not growing. You're stagnant. You're stuck. Are you a follower of Christ? Jesus just didn't walk so far and stop. Jesus continued to walk on. We got to continue to walk on with Him, to learn, to grow, to be a witness as He called us to be. To be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Are you a follower of Christ? About done here. I was talking about, I wrote this down. Who do you want to follow? I want to follow the one that knows the end at the beginning, as was spoke of here this morning. Is that who you want to follow? You can. He welcomes followers. He commands followers, actually. I'm going to finish up here in, I'm going to read Matthew 22:37. Matthew 20, now listen, you've heard this many, many times, but I hope you hear it differently today, thinking about, am I a follower of Christ? Because this is what Jesus says. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. That person in that seat of compromise does not do that. Might say he does, might try to, but he doesn't. Move over here. Be a follower of Christ in the commitment seat. It says, this is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And these two commandments hang all the law on the prophets. In closing, I'm going to read Mark 1:15 again. I'm about done. I'm about done. Wake up, everybody. I'm about done. This is important. It really is. This is important stuff in my life, in your life, in our life. I'm going to read. This is in closing, talking about to the lost. If you're here this morning and you are not a follower of Christ, okay, that's where we start. We all have to realize, I'm not a follower of Christ. So what do we do? And what it says in verse 15, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Amen. Amen. You can become a follower of Christ right now, right this very minute. He has plenty of room for followers. He has plenty of love to give you. He has enough love to give all of us all He has. That's something that's hard for us to comprehend, but He's got it. He can love you as much as He loves you and you and you and you. Not He can. He does. I told a person one time, I said, you know Jesus loves you? Well, I'm an atheist, but He still loves you. That don't stop His love just because I decide I don't want to be a follower. He still loves you. That's who I want to follow. Somebody that loves me in spite of me. Somebody that didn't flick me off the cliff back, well, when we deserved it. Are you a follower of Christ this morning? And in Mark 1:17, and this is to Christians, for us to get up and follow Jesus, quit sitting around letting other people do it. If you want to grow as a Christian, you're not going to grow sitting there. You're not going to grow without nourishment. You're not going to grow without your soil being stirred. We had a study on that one time. And I got dirt that needs stirred up. And I might need you to stir it up. And if you're not following Christ, you can't help me. And if I'm not following Christ, I can't help you. I'm too busy fooling with my own hook, trying to get my hook tied on. I'm still sitting there. Let's get up. Let's follow Christ.
Amen.
Let's make an effort. A heartfelt, heart-strong, firm commitment to follow Christ.
Amen.
Let's do that. Does everybody agree in that? Let's have some amens. Let's have a praise the Lord right now.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. He is worthy of our praise and worship. We need to show Him that. If I'm a follower of Him, I'll say, praise the name. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you for saving my soul. And if I'm not, I'll say, you want to be that kind of Christian? I don't. And it's not expected of us. Give Him your praise. I'm going to read again Acts 1:8. I was thinking about being fishers of men, to become fishers of men. How big is that fishing hole? Well, let me tell you, because it's big enough for all of us. There's plenty of fish to be caught. 1:8. Again, Acts 1:8. This is Jesus. This is who we're supposed to be following, talking to us. He's telling Jamie Burton right here, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And I have. Not power that the world can comprehend or duplicate or understand, but it is power of peace in my heart that goes beyond. It's the power to say, hey, you know Jesus loves you. You know how much power that takes. I remember when it took more than I had. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Now you just do it. I think Sean said one time, what are they going to do, eat you? Says, Holy Ghost come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That's how big the fishing hole is. There's plenty of room. It's not crowded. It's not like combat fishing in Alaska. You ought to see that. But anyways, there's room for you to be a follower. Ask yourself as you come and get a song. I hope this spoke to your heart. I like to encourage. I need encouragement. I remember when I was so down and out, you couldn't encourage me with a spud bar. But one day, I was thinking this morning, sitting here when the Lord was bringing me out of that hole. And it took time, you know. It didn't happen overnight. He brought me out of that. I remember the first time a priest over there was thinking about that. And I was thinking, look where God has brought you from, James. I was so scared, so nervous, but I wanted to be a follower of Jesus.
Amen.
And this morning coming down the road, I think, I'm not really even nervous. I don't even know really, you know, I got that page of notes, I know the topic that once, but a lot of words, I've said before, sometimes, Dave will attest to it, sometimes it's like you're standing up here listening. So are you a follower of Christ? If you're not, come forward this morning.
Amen.
Ask Jesus to save your soul. Amen. Become a follower. And if you are a Christian and you're stagnant, be a good time to fall on your face before Him.